Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series. Expect results from prayer. You are studying Lesson 3, How to Use the Name of Jesus. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it. We're studying in the subject of prayer, what the Bible has to say about prayer. There are a lot of human ideas concerning prayer that have misled all of us at one time or another. It's misled the whole human race at one time or another, and most of them are still misled by a lot of ideas that don't come from God's Word. What we want to know is what God said about prayer, because He's the one we're going to be talking to. I was praying in the Spirit one day and in other tongues, and there was a person said, well, I don't see no use in all that jabbering. And I said, well, you wouldn't. I wasn't talking to you. So you see, we have to straighten out our thinking where prayer is concerned. Father, help us today. We receive Your blessing. We receive Your Word to straighten out our thinking to where we think like You. Your Word says that Your ways are higher than our ways, that Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But Your Word has come to give us Your thoughts so that we can think on a higher plane and know how to live and walk by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take a moment or two today to really straighten out some old ideas, and we'll go to the Bible here in just a moment and pick up where we left off yesterday. But I've been thinking about some things that you really need an understanding of before your prayer life will ever be worth a bean flip. I mean, you can spend a lot of time doing a lot of human activity and miss God altogether. Now, why? You think it's because God is just so hard-nosed and so hard to get along with and so hard to reach and doesn't care nothing about man and all that kind of thing? Well, certainly not. My goodness, if that was true, then John 3:16 would be a lie. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If God's going to be try to be hard, get a hold of and all that, what would be the use of Jesus coming, paying such an awesome price, absolutely going to hell and suffering there as if He committed Adam's sin? Dear Lord, it wouldn't have been a sacrifice, it'd been a murder if God was going to be that way. Well, then why doesn't God just come in here and say, get out of my way, I'm going to fix this? Well, in first place, He's in a position with the devil because Adam bowed his knee to Satan and gave him the authority that God had given man. And so man had the right and the authority to do it. He shouldn't have done it. It wasn't God's will for him to do it, but he had the right to do it because God had delegated authority in the earth to Adam. Satan had been kicked out of everything. I mean, he didn't have a right to do anything, except he did have a right to approach Adam. If Adam had kicked him out of that garden, we'd have been done with him. But he didn't do it. And he gave him his authority. So God is in a relationship with Satan according to Adam's authority. There are certain things that God couldn't violate because He had promised Adam and Adam gave it to the devil. You understand that? So then God came along and intervened by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God manifested in the flesh. He's called the last Adam. He came, took the punishment for the high treason of the first Adam, and then said, all power, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go. He delegated then authority in his name to his body. Now, the reason he did that was to give you and to give me and everybody on this earth the right of choice. You have a right to choose God, therefore choosing life instead of destruction. Death is still here. Destruction is still here. The devil is still here. But he does not have the right and authority to rule unless you and I allow it, because we do have the right of choice. Now then, until this time limit runs out, which has been placed on him, the devil is going to be here, and God has put into the prayer system certain regulations that govern each different kind of prayer that covers all the spectrum of human existence on this earth that will voluntarily bring God into our lives and God into our situations, that will keep the devil out of those situations. And that's the reason that the Bible is the prayer book. It's the handbook. It's what God has promised and what God has said. Otherwise, Satan, who is a thief, who kills and steals and destroys, and the Bible said that's his only purpose, he'll break in and steal it. God doesn't have, however, the right just come storming in and make somebody do this or make somebody do that. Now, let me tell you why I told you all that. I read an article not too long ago concerning an airplane crash. This thing had just crashed, and I was interested in the crash, being a pilot for over 30 years, and it caught my attention. I read the thing. And here was a guy that said, you know, I wondered if there was a God. I didn't know whether I believed there was a God or not. Now, this guy was on this airplane, and he survived the crash. But now he said, no, I don't believe in God at all. Somebody said, why? He said, because, you know, if there really was a God, he wouldn't have let those women and children get killed. Well, now, see, that's just human thinking. Actually, it's his own excuse for not accepting God, because he'd rather drink, smoke, bum around, chase girls, and kill himself, you know, and do dope and all that other stuff. He loves darkness and unrighteousness. And there is some wondering in his mind here, because absolutely, you know, if God was God, well, he'd hear a little child pray before he would a grown man, and he'd hear a woman before he would a man. I mean, in the Bible all the time said God's no respecter of persons. No, the problem is here that God won't hear a woman pray any quicker than he will a man. He won't hear a little child any quicker than he would a man or a woman. A lot of times he hears a child because the child prays in faith, because the child is not old enough to pray any other way, and he's not challenging God. But you bring the gospel down on this little itsy-bitsy place for a little itsy-bitsy person to learn it, and his little itsy-bitsy mind will challenge it on his own level just like a grown-up will. You have to bring him the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's faith that God respects. And when a man, woman, or child, sinner, or saint takes God at his word, he will answer. The answers are already provided. Prayers based on what God has already said. That protects you, and it protects me and every other human being on earth's rights to pray and get results from God. The devil can't come in there and just take it away from you when you can stand up like Jesus did and say, Satan, it is written, it is written, and it is written, and on the third it is written, he left to see if he could find some place to lick his wounds, brother. I mean, this is called the sword of the Spirit. What sword? The sword of the prayer fight, our connection with God. Once I know what God said about it, and I praise God and thank thank him for what he said about it, and I pray it, and I believe I receive it. Now I'm in a position to stand my ground. We need to understand that the Bible said, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss in order to squander it on your lusts. So now, let's go back and reiterate a couple of things here that we've already talked about. In Matthew 21, the 21st and 22nd verses, Jesus said, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Mark 11, 24, therefore whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It's obvious that prayer and believing are hooked together. And it is also obvious, if you just think a little bit, that the hook is in the word believing. Now, I want to mention something here about this, and then we'll go back and talk a little bit about what we've shared up to now and kind of catch everybody up, and then we'll go on. Believing is an action word. Believing is not just something that you work up and say, let's see, now I believe. No, it don't work like that. Believing is an action word. Now, let me express to you what believing is. First of all, there's no such thing as non-belief. Unbelief, when the Bible talks about doubt and unbelief, the Word of God says in the book of Hebrews, they had an evil heart of unbelief. That's not saying they had an evil heart that didn't believe anything. No. There's no such thing as non-belief. Unbelief is believing something other than what God has already said. Biblical unbelief is believing something other than the Bible, believing something other than the promises of God. For instance, there's no such thing as non-belief. I mean, you believe in something even if you're believing that you don't believe that, see? I mean, you got a believer in you, and the thing works all the time. You have to make the choice of which direction it works, take authority over it, and the only way you'll ever be able to do that is to accept what God's Word says about something because you know He can't lie. Hallelujah. I don't care what anybody else said. It's what God said that counts. Now, let's take this as an example of unbelief and the fact that believing is an action word. Believing causes action. Let's say that somebody runs into a theater and there's a bunch of people in there, and they run into a theater and run up on the stage and say, the place is on fire. Everybody that believes it will leave. Believing is action. Everybody that doesn't believe it will just stand there. They won't do anything. Unbelief then would be categorized in the same area with wonderment. I wonder if it really is on fire. I don't smell any smoke. You're basing your life and safety on your nose, man. I mean, you mean to tell me that your nose has never failed you? That you're going to stand there and bet your life on your nose? Huh? That's the same thing as betting your life on your feelings. Well, I know the Word says that I'm healed, but I just don't feel like I got... You're basing the whole thing on your feelings, and your old feelings are as fickle as they can be, just like mine and everybody else's. I mean, as far as your feelings go, our faith is based on something far, far greater, far bigger, far stronger, far more firm foundation. The eternal Word of the living God, which is established forever both in heaven and in earth. Jesus said, the heavens and the earth will pass away, but my Word won't. Praise God. Woo! Glory. That excites me. Now, tell you what, you can begin, if you will look up the promises of God that cover the area of your need and pray based on those promises, you start off with the answer. You start off with the truth. You start off where most people hope someday to arrive. I mean, brother, you start off with the truth when you start out with God's Word in your prayer life. God said it, so let's pray around what He said. If He said I'm healed, if He said I'm well, I'm going to give Him the last word. I appreciate medical science. I appreciate doctors. Man, I mean, I appreciate anybody that gives their whole life and everything about their life to help people and get them well. Thank God for them. But they don't have the last word. They do what they're trained to do, and they say what they're trained to say. That's what you're paying the man for. But we go to God, and Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's the first word and the last word, praise God. Sir, I thank you for your opinion. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for your opinion, and you're telling me the truth, what you're trained to do. But I thank you, Jesus, that you bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we go to God on a far more steady, far more concrete foundation than just our feelings. Now then, we've already talked about this believing business from the fact that we have the right to believe God. We have a right to pray and believe. I thought this in my life back over the years so many times. And I catch myself thinking it even today and have stopped and correct it and cast that thought down, that imagination. According to the Word of God, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said, you bring every thought into captivity of Jesus Christ, and you cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God. And so I have to do that. Somebody said to me, oh, you know, God not going to hear you when you pray. You're sitting there having that kind of thought. You ugly thing. God not going to hear you when you pray. I mean, dear God, just think about it. I mean, you ain't nobody. You ain't no good. You lousy thing. Don't you remember what they told you down that church? In fact, you heard your preacher pray, oh, we're so undeserving. We're so unworthy. We're so no good. Hey, quit rehearsing that. If that's the case, then here's my question. What did Jesus die for if He didn't change anything? There's nobody on this earth good enough to approach God. You know that and I know that, except Jesus. And He approached Him in your name and mine so that we could approach God in His name. Glory to God. You always remember this now. Listen to me. You listening to me? Get your catchers out here. Listen. Every time you have that thought, you just rise up and say, Mr. Devil, say it out loud. I just love to say it out loud. Just put it right between his eyes. Mr. Devil, yes, I would like to ask you why Jesus died. He won't bother you. He'll leave right then. Because if he lies when he answers you, you'll know that. I mean, you can spot it. Well, he didn't really die for you. The Bible said he died for the ungodly, and you just got through telling me God wouldn't listen to me because I'm ungodly. I mean, I got you, devil. I got you where I want you. And just put the squeeze on him, man. I mean, hurt him and knock him in the head with the Word of the living God. Slap him around with that sword a little bit and run him out of there. Say, Brother Copeland, you're not acting in love. Oh, yes, I am. I love it. I love to knock the devil in the head and run him off. He's been trying to kill you. Amen. Now, we have rights to believe God. We have been given the right to pray and believe. Jesus bought and paid for that when he went to the cross. Now, in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans, remember when we read this? Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end. Listen to this word now. To the end, or the reason for it, the purpose for it, the end purpose of God, that the promise, the New Testament, the promise that Jesus bought and paid for, might be sure to all the seed. A sure promise is one that comes to pass when you stand on it. Now then, you go right over there to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. And it says in the 29th verse of the third chapter, and if you be Christ's, if you belong to Jesus, if you've made Jesus Lord of your life, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heir according to the promise. You have given to you by Jesus. You're a child of the living God, and there are promises that are sure to all the seed. That's the reason faith comes into the picture. I have faith that it might be by grace. It's by grace. It's by grace. It's not by schooling. It's not by sex, class, gender. It's not by color. It's not by creed. It's not by race. It's not by culture. It's not by nation. It is by faith, praise God, so that God can treat you the same as He treats Jesus. He doesn't want to have to treat you based on your education. Dear God, no. God forbid. Ain't nobody on earth educated much anyway. A lot of people think they are, but they ain't nobody knows much. The more you know, the more you know how little you know. Dear Lord, that's like a bird trying to empty the ocean one drop at a time to say you know everything. Dear Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. So, we are also, in Jesus, the righteousness of God. So we have rights to believe. And the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open to their prayers. His ears are open to the prayers of a man, woman, child. I mean, His ears are open to the prayers of anybody that'll pray in the name of Jesus. And I don't care who you are, where you're from, you can cry out that name, Jesus, glory to God, and move heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you ever notice? Jesus said that whatsoever you ask in My name, He will give it you in John 16:23. Philippians 2:9-10 said, every knee shall bow at that name because He's been made Lord. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, 15th verse, the whole family in heaven and earth is named after Him. Then 1 John 3:22, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Praise God! We are the seed of Abraham, so we have right to believe. We've been made the righteousness of God, which means we have the word itself, being right with God, gives us rights to believe. We have the right to pray. We have the right to expect results. And we've been given the name of Jesus in which to pray that takes it out of all other categories and puts it inside the mighty power of the living God. So now listen to this. That brings us down to this place. We have certain weapons and certain powers involved that guarantee results in prayer. We have the name of Jesus, which we just talked about. We have the Word of God that we base that prayer on and pray that Word and praise God in it. So there's the name of Jesus, the Word of God, and praise in prayer. And then there's the mighty Holy Spirit of the living God, the Creator Himself. Hallelujah. That's come to be our helper, our intercessor, our leader, our guide, our standby, our strengthener, all of these things. He's here, thank God. We don't have to pray a prayer that has to go way off someplace. He is right here. He's right here. He's right here. He's right here. He's right there. And He is ready, willing, and able, praise God. When we pray in the name of Jesus, when we pray the Word of the living God and those promises, and we pray in the righteousness of God, and then, of course, all the full armor of God has to do with the prayer life. Glory to God. You didn't know you had so many rights with God, did you? Well, let's use them right now. Let's pray together, all right? I want you to believe God. It's one thing just to mouth off, you know, some words. Let's communicate with God. Father, my, we love You and we praise You. Your ears are open to us, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Therefore, because of that name, we know we're heard. Because we know we're heard, we know we have the petitions that we desired of You. And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we know that we're with You and You're with us and we're communicating with You. And now I'm asking you, sir, to cause a great manifestation of your power to meet every need in this television audience in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it. Amen.
Whoa, now wait a minute. You ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around. Yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn and remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next lesson.